I want to talk about the restoration of God. Restoration of God. I'll be focusing in Job, the second chapter, verses 25 and 26. The restoration of God. So I want to begin by talking about a man of discussing what restoration is so we can fully understand what God is doing for us. And not only what he's doing for us, but what God has done. Amen. Restoration means the act of restoring. The act of restoring. Or the condition of being restored. The act of restoring or the condition of being restored. It comes from a Hebrew word, shalom, which is also close to shalom, a form of the Hebrew word, but shalom is just a variation, amen, of shalom. Shalom means to be safe. It means to be protected or prosperous or to be at peace. This word is a causative word, causative meaning that the Lord will cause this to happen on our behalf. It means to be complete wherever and whatever is lacking. It is to repay, to recompense, to restore, and to reward. Let me say that again. It means to repay. Remember that. Recompense. In other words, God will bless you or give you double for your trouble. God said you will not be made to be ashamed. So if you go through something, amen, don't you worry about it, because God will repay. God will recompense you. God will reward you. Somebody need to know this. He will repay you back. He will restore whatever it is that you have lost. Come on, somebody say amen. So the prophet Joel says, amen, so I will restore you, the Lord says. Listen, I will restore you. What? I will restore you the years that the swarming locust had eaten. Now let's talk about that. This is really something. This is good. And he goes on, amen, and he describes, he enlists, amen, three types of pests. Somebody say three types of pests.
Three types of pests.
Mm-hmm. And he said, amen, although I will restore you because you may have lost something, you will regain more. You will be restored. You will receive more than you had before. He said, so I will restore you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. And now he says here, of these, the three pests. One, he described the crawling locusts. Somebody say crawling locusts. You know, like creepy crawling things. Some folks just don't like creepy things. It just... You know, it creeps them out. Am I right about it?
All right.
And this pest, listen to me closely now. This pest, the crawling locust, is the pest, watch it now, that looks intimidating. You know what I'm talking about. You see these crawling things and, you know, they may not be any harm, but they just look intimidating. And the enemy is kind of like that. He just looks intimidating, but can harm us. Amen. But are sent to creep us out, to get our attention, to cause us to be preoccupied, to call our attention, amen, to be preoccupied, thus robbing us, watch it now, of the constructive motion of moving forward. Anybody with me? Into our blessing. It's like Satan, as the Bible describes, that declares him as only as a roaring lion. He's growling. He can't destroy you. The creeping locust. And then it enlists where it says, so I will destroy you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. Amen. One version said the crawling locust. Amen. The consuming locust and the chewing locust. Amen. So the first one we looked at was the crawling, creeping, intimidating, looking intimidating. Amen. Looks like it's intimidating but can't harm you. So don't let these type of, the crawling locusts, amen, that seems like it can harm us, but it can't. And then the next one he lists is the consuming locust. Somebody say consuming locust. Consuming locust. He said, I'm going to restore you, amen, from the crawling locust, amen. And then I'm going to restore you from the consuming locust, amen. There is a pest, amen, trying to destroy, trying to hinder, trying to block, trying to eat up, huh, your blessings from the Lord. So God said, I'm going to restore you from the creeping, crawling one that's trying to intimidate us and creep us out. He's going to restore us from the consuming locust, the pest that's trying to destroy our blessings, trying to eat up our blessings, trying to take away our blessings, trying to rob us of our blessings from the Lord. And then the third one that he lists is the chewing locust. So the third one is the chewing locust. Chewing. Somebody said chewing. You know what that, you know, like Pac-Man. You know, that's the pest that tries to gnaw at you. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? That enemy that tries to come and just try to send things that keep gnawing at you. The chewing locust, the pest that tries to gnaw at you insistently, trying to trouble you and interfere with the peace of God that God has given you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The gnawing locust, the chewing locust. Amen. Amen. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. But God is saying that as a result of what you have gone through, you will eat plenty. He goes on to say in the verse, you will do what? Despite the fact that the locusts and the cankerworms have come to eat up your harvest, amen, to eat up your blessings, amen, to creep you out, to crawl, to consume what God has given to you, to cause you to lose out, to gnaw at you, to keep you from the peace of God. Amen. God says, despite all that.
All
right. Somebody say, despite all that.
Despite all that.
Despite all that you've gone through. Despite whatever you have lost. You will gain it back.
Yeah.
Mm, that's what the Lord is saying. He says, as the result of what you have gone through, you will eat plenty. So you will not lack. God will restore what the enemy tried to steal from you.
Yes.
Job 2:25-26. He says that despite all this, you still going to eat plenty. Amen. Despite everything that the enemy tries to throw at you, you still going to be blessed. Despite what creeping, crawling thing he tries to send your way to intimidate you, you still going to be blessed. Amen. Despite what the devil tried to do to get your attention and focus in on something other than what God wants you to focus in, you still going to be blessed. Despite that pest that tries to gnaw at you, keep on throwing things at you insistently one time after another, God said you're still going to be blessed. God says, so I will restore to you the years that even though over the time and over the years that he have tried to come and throw all of these things at you, amen, to rob you of God's blessings, God said he's still going to bless you. Mm-hmm. He says, you will have more than you need to sustain you until your next harvest. He says, you shall praise the Lord. So you may be going through, despite the locust, despite the cankerworm, despite the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, God says you still going to praise him because he's going to give you a reason to praise him for it. You will praise the name of the Lord your God. Why? For a complete restoration. Somebody say complete restoration.
Restoration.
From any loss. I said any loss. Doesn't matter what that loss is. Whatever it is that the enemy have come in to try to rob you. Whatever the locusts that have come in to try to eat up. Whatever the cankerworm try to come in and destroy. God is going to restore it. God says, listen. He says, I will restore you the years that the locusts have eaten. Sometimes when the enemy come and try to rob us, we begin to think, oh, what I have lost and all of the time that I had lost. But God said, I'm going to restore that. I'm going to restore whatever you have lost. Amen. Or you may have experienced some type of loss. God said, the Lord says that he will recover you. Remember now. That word shalom, right? That Hebrew word shalom means what? He will restore you. He will reward you. You will recover. You're going to be saved. Somebody say safe.
Safe.
That's what it means. When he says, I will restore you, I will shalom you, I will recover you, I will reward you, I will repay you, and you will be saved. And I'm going to give you double for your trouble. I'm going to give you a double portion for your loss. So don't you get worried. Don't you hold your head down. Don't you say what you focus in on what you lost. Focus in on God and what you have gained. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, but can God repair what has been broken?
Yes.
I say, sure enough, he can. As we draw closer to him, he will even mend our broken hearts. And he will repair our wounds. You know, sometimes we go through some loss and we suffer wounds. But God said, I will heal your wounds. I will restore you, amen, of any brokenness that the enemy tried to cause upon you. And in the process, we must understand that the Lord is molding us as well. In the process, that's right. And he's forming us into how he imagined and purposed us to be. See, we got to understand something, that God will take what the devil meant for harm. Oh, come on, sister. God would do what? He would turn it into. You tell the devil, watch out now. You better leave me alone. Whatever you throw in my way, whatever locusts is coming, amen, whether it's trying to gnaw at me, whether it's trying to intimidate me, amen. Somebody say amen. Is that right? Trying to gnaw at me, trying to intimidate, trying to consume what God has blessed me with. Amen. You better watch out, devil, because what you mean for harm, God is going to take it, amen, and he's going to turn it into a blessing for his glory. And not only that, my brothers, I want to tell you something. The devil better leave us alone. Because the very thing that he's been trying to come at us with, God is going to take that very thing, turn it into a blessing, and cause that experience, that thing that you went through, amen, to destroy the enemy with. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
As he's molding us and forming us for a reason. God wants us to be more Christ-like, having the attributes of our Savior Jesus Christ. Causing us, amen, and our hearts to be softened. Amen. So that the Lord can cause us to represent the kingdom. Cause us to be kind. You know, the more we go through, it should cause us to be more kinder. Because when we understand the blessings of the Lord and how he blesses us, it causes our heart to be softened, realizing that the Lord is good to me. The Lord is good to you. Amen. And so as a result, as I go through these things, I know the Lord is going to bless me. I'm going to be more Christ-like because he's molded me. And as a result, he's been molding me. I'm going to be kinder. I'm going to be more generous. I'm going to be more self-giving. I'm going to be more caring. I'm going to be more encouraging. I'm going to be more humble. I'm going to be more forgiving. And most of all, I'm going to be more loving.
Yes.
To show the world what our God looks like. Daily, God is molding us into the image of Christ. And then the psalmist says this. The psalmist says, O Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation. So despite what we go through, despite what the locusts and the cankerworms try to do, amen, try to destroy us, amen, praise the Lord. God says, I will restore you. And God, amen, don't you allow the devil to take your joy. Come on, because that's exactly what he's trying to rob you of. He's trying to gnaw at you, amen. He's trying to intimidate you, causing you to be intimidated. Those things that are creepy and crawling. But the devil can't do us no harm. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The psalmist said, restore unto me, Lord, the joy. And that's what God wants us to have, is the joy. The devil's trying to rob us of our joy. But God says, I'm going to restore. I'm going to repay. I'm going to recompense you of the joy that I'm giving you. And then the psalmist goes on to say, make me willing to obey you. Woo! Glory to God. You know, some people want God's blessing, but we got to obey him. Our blessings is in obedience. Our blessings is in obeying him. Is that right?
Amen.
Now watch this now. And so we must know that what the devil tries to harm us, God will turn it into a blessing. God also says this. He says, I will restore them because of my compassion. I will do what? Restore them because of what? My compassion. Meaning that, and he's a compassionate God. We serve a God that's compassionate. Meaning that he understands what we're going through. And he cares for those who are, watch it now, because this is what compassion is. I'm talking about the Lord now. The Lord is compassion. He said, I will restore you because of my compassion. Because I'm a loving God, I care for you. I care what you're going through. And what we have to understand is we don't serve a God that just has an attention and awareness of the fact we're going through something. We serve a God that not only is aware of what we're going through, but he's going to do something about it. He said, because of my compassion, it drives me to do something about it. It means that what you are going through, what we are going through, he cares for those who are suffering. I know there's some people in the world that doesn't care about anybody who's suffering. They have no compassion to feel what they feel. But we serve a God to feel what we feel. He's compassionate. Amen. For those who are suffering or having any form of misfortune. But with that concern also, listen, it's also the desire to alleviate what we are going through. So God is not only aware of what we're experiencing, aware of what we're going through. Amen. But that compassion that he has causes him, drives him, motivates him to do something about it. So when we feel alone, listen, and asking those probing questions. For when you're going through challenges, I know you're asking the Lord some questions. I know you have a discussion with God. Amen. And his ears are open to hear our call and answer our prayers. So when we feel alone and began to ask those probing questions, the Lord will be there to let us know that he cares. Somebody say he cares.
He cares.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how refreshing it is to know that our God cares. Amen. And I might note that the Lord wants us to take on the same type of compassion that he has. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
So just as the Lord is compassionate unto us, he wants us to take on that same attribute and show compassion to others. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Uh-huh. Compassion. And Jesus is saying, amen, what you see me do, go and do likewise. Jesus showed compassion to the multitude. Jesus said, go do likewise. The prophet Isaiah says, the Lord longs to be gracious.
Yeah.
You know what longs mean, right? He's on a continual basis longing to do something for you, longing to bless you, longing to protect you, longing to restore you. Amen? He says the Lord longs, he longs to be gracious and to show us his kindness. That means he is poised to bless us. He is poised to help us. He is poised to show us his kindness. He's poised to show his forgiveness and his love. And then the prophet Isaiah goes on to say God's compassion. Whose compassion? God's compassion will lead us. So he's showing us his compassion so that what? He can lead us and that he can guide. Watch this now. His compassion leads us and guides us. Watch it now. Beside the peaceful spring waters. Oh, that's good. That's good. So no matter what you're going through and what the locusts try to destroy and the cankerworms eat up, the Lord said he will restore you. And in the process, amen, he's going to lead you down a path. Amen. He's going to guide you. Amen. He's going to take you right by and he'll cause you to dwell, amen, on the peaceful shores of the spring waters. The beautiful thing, have you ever watched spring waters? Spring waters is clear. Spring waters is ever moving. And everything new comes forth from spring waters that are flowing. Amen. ever moving, bringing forth freshness and newness. God, listen, our life is never stagnant. Amen. When we are trusting the Lord is always moving us, amen, to a path by the spring waters. Amen. And so, just like the psalmist said, then therefore he claimed, amen, as we must claim, the Lord is my shepherd. And just as the Lord is my shepherd, amen, he says, I shall not want. Is that right?
Amen.
He goes on to say, watch it now, he makes me. Makes me. You know how we when the devil comes and send all of these things, these locusts our way, these taking worms our way, trying to trouble us, amen, trying to get us off focus, off the Lord, off what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. The Lord said, come on now, I'm going to make you to lie down. And the only way you can lie down is to put your trust in the good shepherd, the great shepherd. Amen. Because you know he can handle it, right? So when he says, lie down, amen, you know, it's like him taking his arm and sitting you down and said, lay down, my child. I got it.
Thank you, Lord.
He's taking it from you,
thank you, Lord,
and taking it upon himself. He can handle. Touch your name and say, he can handle.
He can handle.
He makes me to lie down. He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
Yes.
Green pastures. Amen. Green. Amen. Representing all sufficiency. He'll cause you to lie down, let you know that he's got everything under control, and he's going to provide everything. Just like he said, I will restore unto you, and I will cause you to eat plenty and operate in plenteous. Despite the devil trying to rob us, God still say, I'm going to cause you to be blessed. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me. There it is. Here it is again. He leads me what? By the still waters, the peaceful shores. And then he says, and he does what? He restores my soul. There's that restoration is again. Because sometimes when we go through things, listen, we need our soul restored. Now, we need our mind restored. Because we got all kind of thoughts running through our head. But the Lord said, I will restore your mind. I'll renew your mind. Amen. I will restore your thought process so that it'll be the right thoughts. Amen. Focus in on the Lord. He said, I will restore your emotions. I will restore your general well-being. Amen. I will restore your inner peace. I will restore your joy. Isn't the Lord good? And then he goes on to say, and he leads me in the paths of righteousness. So as we're trusting the Lord, we're focusing in on the Lord, not on the cankerworms, not on the locusts, not on the what the devil's trying to do to us to intimidate us. We're focusing in on the Lord as a process. Amen. He's restoring our souls. He's leading us in a plain path. He's leading us in the path of righteousness. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? In the path of righteousness. What? For who? For his name's sake. Woo, glory to God, for his name's sake. Isn't that good news? Oh, come on now. Amen. He not only is he blessing you, amen, but he's blessing you that he can be glorified. Adam's going to see what God is going to do, and they're going to praise him and turn to him and want to know your God. They're going to want to know the God of whom you serve. They're going to see the results. As a result, amen, God declares that others will see you, watch it now, and call you blessed. Oh, that's good. That's good when others didn't see you blessed.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Then he goes on to say, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And every once in a while, we need comforting. Amen. Nothing like having the Lord right there with us to let us know everything is going to be all right. Comfort me. And then he says, you know, that although our enemies, amen, may, amen, try to conspire is the word I'm looking for. Against me. I'm not worried about my enemies. They may try to take my blessing, but I'm not worried about that. Amen. Because I know my blessings don't come from anybody but the Lord. So I understand, like the psalmist says, Lord, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. In other words, God is bold. God is, he's a blessing. Amen. And he will do it right in the presence of your enemy. He'll make your enemies hush. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. He'll thwart whatever it is that he's trying to throw our way. Amen. Right in their presence. Uh-huh. To let them know that he is the Lord. And then he goes on to say, you anointed my head with oil. Woo, glory to God. Amen. The oil representing the Holy Spirit who empowers us to press forward and not look back. Not to get stuck in where we are, but we're moving forward, amen, to our blessings. And then he anoints, listen. And then he anoints our hands to prosper. Woo, glory to God. Somebody said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. The devil done stole all of it. Well, use your hands. Come on, somebody say, I can't do this. And they won't let me do that. God had already anointed your hands. Somebody said, look at your hands. God has blessed these hands. Come on. Somebody said, God has blessed these hands to prosper. So I'm not worried about what folk won't do. Amen. Say they won't do. Amen. God is preparing a table before me right in the presence of my enemies. He is anointing my head with oil so that I can press on to my blessing. He is anointing my hands, not only my head, but he's anointing my hands to prosper and my mind to excel. So much so that God will cause my cup to run over.
Yes.
Woo, glory. I said he'll cause your cup to run. You know what that means, right?
Yes.
See, somebody says, well, I don't know. You know, my cup is half full. No, it's not. Your cup is not half empty. Matter of fact, it's not even half full. Which one is it? Well, my cup is half full. No, let me tell you what our cup is. Amen. It ain't half empty and it ain't half full. Our cup is running over.
Amen.
Come on. He says, my cup run. That means God will bless you so that you have so much that you can't handle it. You're going to be giving it to others. It's going to be overflowing. You're going to be taking it and giving it to others. You got so much.
Amen.
You cause my cup to run over. He will restore me. Amen. Hallelujah. He will destroy the locusts. He will destroy the canker worms. He will destroy the pests that's been trying to gnaw at us. And he goes on to say, surely. That means for sure. Thank you. That's today's language. For sure. That's today's language. He said, they say surely, but today we say for sure. For sure, goodness. For sure, mercy. Shall do what? Follow me. Woo, glory to God. I can't hold my head down. I got blessings pursuing me. I got God's goodness that's following me. I got his mercy that's watching over me. It's following me wherever I go. Somebody may show me to the door, but bless God. God's blessing and goodness is following me wherever I go. My blessing is not in this place. My blessing is where the Lord takes me. That's what the enemy seems to not understand. My blessing is not in things. My blessing is not in companies. My blessing is not in governments. My blessing is not in other things. My blessing is in the Lord. And wherever the Lord take me, I'm going to be blessed. Because his goodness is following me. His mercy is watching over me. And how long does it follow me? Is it sometimes when it's good and sometimes it's bad? No, his blessing is following me what? All the days of my life. Woo, glory. Say all the day. That means every 24/7.
Yes.
Every minute, every hour of the day, every week, every month, every year.
Yes.
That I'm on the face of this earth. And then beyond, the Lord's blessing is with me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So don't you hold your head down. Hold your head up high. Because our blessings is following you. His goodness.
Yes.
Do you know about his goodness?
Yes.
Shall follow me. Shall follow me. Shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life. Amen. And I will. See, that's not gratefulness. Some folk are blessed and they running from God. They don't have time for the Lord now. Amen. But we got to make the Lord. Why? Because the Lord has blessed me to be in the position that I am. So I will bless the Lord. I will dwell. Somebody say, I dwell. I will behold the beauty of the Lord, and I will come to inquire in his temple. Behold the beauty of the Lord. And to inquire in his truth. But in my time of trouble, he shall hide me. He shall hide me in the secret of his tabernacle. Something that nobody else or anything else can do, that only the Lord can do. He'll hide me in his pavilion. He'll hide me under the wing. His wings. He will put me in his secret place of the Most High. Well, I'll abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my reward. He is my blessing. So I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say forever. Forever I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So my conclusion to you is this. What a wonderful God we serve. What a loving Father who walks with us through this journey into victory and blessings. If we continue to trust him, he'll never let us down. Amen. He'll never stop loving us, never cast us away. That's why he sent his son Jesus to search us out and to bring us into himself and to give to us his blessing and cause us, amen, to fulfill not the devil's plan, but the Lord's plan and purpose for us. So let us remember, amen, the restoration of the Lord. Despite what the enemy tried to steal from us, rob from us, eat up and destroy, God says, I will restore it to you. I will recompense it to you. I will repay you. Amen. I will give you a double portion. I will restore. I will reward you for what the locusts has tried to eat up. For what the creeping, crawling locusts try to do to me. Or what the consuming locusts try to rob me and take from me. Or what those chewing, gnawing locusts try to do to interfere with the peace of God. But I have the peace of God. And I got the blessings of the Lord. And I'm going to keep on moving forward. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to look back. Amen. I'm not going to focus on things I ought not focus in. But I'm going to focus in on the Lord. Amen. And while I do that, God is going to lead me on a plain path. He's going to anoint my head with oil, and he's going to cause my hands to prosper, and I'm going to continue to be blessed. And lastly, God will take again what the devil means for harm and use, listen, that very thing. Listen to me now, that very thing. So whatever the devil tried to use against you, God is going to use that to bless you, and then he's going to take that and use it against the enemy. For his glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. May we ever continue to worship and praise him. Honor him. Wherever we are, whatever we do, wherever we might make be, let's always honor and praise him. Glorify him. Amen. Amen. Let's give our all to him. Amen. Let's always remember where our blessings come from. It cometh from the Lord, the maker and creator of all things. And he cares for you. He cares for me. And not only does he care, he has compassion. And he's continually showing that compassion and that mercy to us every day of our lives. That's enough to be thankful to the Lord for the rest of our lives. Amen. God bless you. May the Lord keep you is my prayer. Maybe there's someone under the sound of my voice, whether here, amen, in this physical building, or whether you're out there in web land, wherever you might be. Amen. You may be somewhere out in Southeast Burma. You may be somewhere in Germany. You may be somewhere in Atlanta. You may be somewhere in, amen, Dallas, Texas. Amen. You may be in Nevada. Amen. But the power of the Lord is just as powerful there as it is here. And you have a desire, amen, to be born again. All you have to do is ask Jesus to come into your heart and come into your life. Pray that prayer. Amen. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Believe the report. Ask the Lord to save you by the power of the blood of Jesus. Because the Bible said, as many. That means it's always wrong.
has received him to them. Those who received him to them gave he the power. So you see, it takes power to become a son of God. Mm-hmm. He gave you power to do what? Become son of God. Amen. And if you are that person, I want you to let me know before you leave here today, or if you've heard this message on the web, I want you to write me, text me. Amen.